Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisel Pod. I am Joy Mpande. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng.
Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisel Pod. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, then you already know what time it is. Yes, it's New Music Friday, but you know what? We're going to just get straight into some juicy news that have obviously been making headlines on Times Live. This week, what has been quite interesting is that another celebrity has exited the Sangoma hood, that being Brenda Nkoli, an actress who has revealed that she has withdrawn from being a Sangoma to become a Christian. And this she announced when posting a picture of her daughter, saying that she left Sangoma hood for motherhood and Christianity, saying that the arrival of her daughter kind of changed her perspective of things, and she is quite grateful to have changed her mind about it. She said that she never actually had to or was meant to entertain being a Sangoma, which I find quite interesting. When a lot of Sangomas speak about Ubungoma and the fact that it's a calling that you cannot ignore, that you can't just like let it go because, you know, your ancestors will come for you or whatever the case may be. I saw somebody on social media saying, "Hi, Bo Brenda, you left all willy-nilly." Just like that. So, I mean, yes, you're saved, girl. So we're very happy for you if this is the path that you've chosen. And also, I think you're also allowed to change your mind. So I guess no judgment. And I think the fact that she's also saying this on a public platform, of course, when she was speaking about her journey as a Sangoma or pursuing her spiritual journey, she spoke about that publicly. So for her to also come back and say, you know what, I'm no longer doing this, you know, we definitely have to commend her for that, because that's not an easy thing to do. As I said on social media, people are definitely having mixed reactions with regards to that. But hey, we'll see. Hopefully, you know, she'll share more of her journey now that she's on the other side. Somebody, though, who's been also sharing a lot about his Christian godly journey is rapper Casper Nyovest, who shared a short prayer now recently reflecting on his wedding day. This is, of course, after his nuptials. He got married to his childhood sweetheart, Ulani. Hi, Bo. Congratulations on order, of course. Another thing is that people on social media have been saying, "Hi, Bo, this is coming out of nowhere. You know, what is up with Pastor Casper?" But you know what? Let's actually put that clip. Stilo Magolide was questioning, "Hi, Bo, what is up with Casper now?"
Hey, man. You got us confused, my dog. You got us real confused, my dog. Or at least me. Come by. Like, I mean, so much going on. It's this, it's not that, it's this, it's that. One minute you drop an album. Next minute you found God. I thought you had God the whole time. Next minute you married. Next minute, 10 bodyguards. Dog, what's really good? I feel like so much is going on and we missed a lot of episodes, dog. So please tell us. Sex edict, keep up. There's so much we're missing. Please, somebody bring me up to speed because I'm very confused, my dog. How you moving is wild. Machita, please tell us, dog. Like, ladies too, please. Like, tell me. Like, I don't know. I'm one of those people that's like, yo, not really sure about me. We don't care. Especially in this day and age. But homie's moving is wild. I've never seen this. Why drag your baby mom? Seemingly, she's not saying anything. That's really good, dog. Last time I checked, I thought your high school, your childhood sweetheart was Boiti. Now you got a new one. How many you got? What is this thing about? Dinta. Or how it's positioned. Everybody else is wrong besides you. We need you to let us know, because right now, from where we sitting, the people that you forcefully fed us your content for a very long time, we feeling cheated. I mean, you're getting married. They're married at night or 4 a.m. or 5 a.m., whatever the time was. But that looked dog shit.
Well, you know, Stilo, I think you should leave Casper alone. That's for one. Because I think he's definitely in a good space. I think for somebody who's been open about going through depression and anxiety, We should just cut the man some slack. Of course, early this year in February, he sat down with Mpumi Dwaba, where he revealed that he's been broken up with his baby's mother, Thobeka, for 2 years. So Lord knows what was happening in between those 2 years. Or at least I know that Casper does like keeping things just under wraps, more especially when it comes to his family. And of course, his relationship might be one of those. Of course, the fact that he got married, he had to post that aspect more especially because we do know that his wedding invitation did go circulating, or rather was leaked on social media and obviously circulated with people saying, hi, boy, there's the wedding day coming, which obviously made them change also the date. And now he's married. Let's just all be happy for the guy. He's found the Lord and he's also found a woman. I saw at the wedding, Prima was the MC. Kabelo Mabalani was the pastor who officiated the wedding. So it was quite a star-studded event. Of course, his best friend, Kapo, was also amongst the celebrities present. So yeah, congratulations are in order for him. But he's not actually the only celebrity who got married this week. Cape Town musician Chad Simon is also officially off the market. He tied the knot with his longtime partner. He also took to his timeline, sharing a couple of images, which I saw that Tlhakgoma Boy was amongst the maybe celebrities spotted at the wedding. But yeah, congratulations, order. I guess it is wedding season somehow. I thought it was December. I thought that was like wedding season. So I guess, you know, we can do things a different way. If I'm not mistaken, I think Twiza is also officially off the market. So congratulations to him. He also did something quite private. I didn't expect that from him. So yeah, I think his woman is quite beautiful. So yeah, congratulations to him as well. Speaking of weddings, Sello Makeka Ngube and Pearl are still head over heels in love, guys. So we all know that rumors have been going around that the two apparently or allegedly divorced. Who started this rumor? Where this rumor came from? Lord knows. But you know what? They took to social media to obviously set the record straight, to say, you know what? We're still very much in love. People will judge. People will say whatever they want to say. Pearl was like, you know what? Ever since I found you, my life has never been the same. And you're a wonderful, beautiful husband. So I guess quite a beautiful thing that they are obviously gushing over each other on social media. But you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't think a rumor will just come out of, pop up out of nowhere if there was really nothing going on. So I really wonder what's going on. Of course, I tried to reach out to Pearl, baby. And she was like, yeah, well, not now. Okay, we'll talk eventually. So the fact that she was just dilly-dallying, for me also, it raised eyebrows. I'm still waiting for my comment, Pearl, honestly, up until this day. Like, I won't kick and scream for it, but honestly, when things were good, y'all were so willing to talk. Now that things are just shaky, what's really up? Can y'all just talk to me? Right? But anyway, it's still a good story at the end of it. The fact that they're still together. So we'll just move on from that one. Moving right along, this industry sees another thespian hungry, down and out, super destitute, more especially because of the effects or the impact of the COVID-19. Backstage star Carlo Radebe is the thespian that we're speaking about right now, who's allegedly relying on government grant of only 350 per month to sustain himself. His friend took to the timeline this week, revealing that the actor was down and out. He said that he's had to move out of his resident to now living at a back room somewhere outside of Johannesburg. This is quite a sad story, of course. I did obviously try and reach out to Carlo as well to get his comment, but he said, you know what? No, this interview thing, let's just try to do it next week. I understand at this point he might be bombarded with quite a number of people trying to contact him regarding his situation. So I really hope there's a happy ending at the end of this story, because, you know, this is quite a great thespian that we've had in the industry. You remember Duke backstage, guys? Generations somewhere. You know, he's quite a good one. And I think hopefully his dignity will be restored at the end of this. It's not the first time that we're having a story like this. And I think Uzizi Kota should just step up a little bit. You know, I think we're giving out these awards, giving 100,000 rand for those awards while those artists are okay. Not that they don't need the money, but obviously the funds can be raised. And I think maybe we should just have some sort of, I don't know if we can call it a wallet for the entertainment industry, where at least, you know, they can sustain themselves a little bit better than, you know, we all know that actors don't really even have rights or anything of that sort. But our artists are suffering. Even our, the veteran legend, Matala Kunene, is right now has a beggar body where he's raising funds he's raising medical funds. He's in a critical health condition, as you might have read on Times Live, as I said. And right now he's sitting at 130,000 rand approximately, and he's trying to raise 185,000 because that's as much as he needs to for the surgery that he has to undergo. He has a prostate health issue, if I can put it that way without getting into it. But clearly there's an issue here where our artists are constantly having to, you know, to raise funds for one. Here there's obviously medical situation. We all know that our artists don't have medical aid like corporates do. So there's a gap here. And I think Zizi should just sit down with his team and try and figure out how to really solve it, because this obviously keeps happening. And we're obviously waiting for these artists to die just so we can give them their flowers. Let's just do that while they're still alive. That's what I say. But moving on to some more lighthearted news. This week we spoke to KCBL, who's speaking about his budding DJ career. Let's have a listen.
Acting will always be a part of my life, and it still is a part of my life. And it's amazing. Me getting into DJing, I had a gig that was away from home, away from Gauteng. I was bored half the time off the set, and I needed a new hobby. I was like, let me just buy some equipment and just after work come back and de-stress. And that's how I got to the DJing, which has really, really been epic. I started playing. I would post some stuff randomly, and then I'd get inquiries like, hey, we want you in Eastern Cape, you in Western Cape, what's the story, what do you play? I tried a few times, and then after Imbewu, coming back, I got more inquiries. I was like, this is actually sustainable.
Right, that's that on that. Of course, the industry, the DJ industry right now is seeing quite an influx, but you know, KCBS said something that is of, you know, it speaks volumes. There's enough space for everyone. Others will make it internationally. Others will keep, you know, gigging here in Mzansi. And you know what? Let's just keep opening up the industry. We all know that if you're an actor, you know, sometimes gigs run dry. So you might as well just pursue, you know, DJing, a DJ career, become a podcaster, do whatever you can do to just accumulate as much money as you can. But at the same time, we all know that KCB is not necessarily down and out, right? He still has some gigs in the acting space. He's just saying he's just venturing into other things. He does have two Netflix gigs set to debut this year. It's a film and a series, so I definitely am looking forward to that. The scandal of this week, there's a viral footage of an incident that transpired at Mother of All Maskandi Festival. This shows Tandeni, the Maskandi star, trying to explain to fans that he's run out of time during his performance. This then, while he's trying to explain this, Zimtola, the Ukhozi FM presenter, guarded by security, jumps on stage and snatches the microphone from him. Hi, Bo. After that, let me tell you, she goes on to hurl footsack. I don't know if I can say that. But basically, this has now, the way that it's unfolding, these two have had to apologize for their actions. Tandeni, his wrong was that he just was on stage at he was late for his performance. And Uzimdola, it was really not her place to try and put the Maskandi star to order. And obviously now you tainted your brand. Why are you showing your ratchet side, girl? Why are you showing your ngabi side? So it came out. But let's listen to Uzim Dollar's apology. She's just saying, it's over, guys. Can we move on? Well, we're still talking about it right now, but hopefully it's the end of it.
Sanibonani, Uzim Dollar lo intombi yasobuka. Kunomyalezo wesixoliso engifisa ukudlulisa kubo bonke nje abathandi bomculo wesintu nabalaleli bokhozi nabo bonke abantu ababekhona lapha ePeoples Park kwiMother of All Maskandi Festival wokuthi ngabonakala nje sengidila nesimo ngendlela okwangafanele ngidile ngaso ngayo. Ngiyaxolisa kakhulu, ayidlule ezulu, ayidlule engane zakwethu.
Well, that was Uzim Dollar. Let's listen to Mthandeni's apology.
Oh, umuntu akaqala amxolisele udadewethu uyimiphi uMabiyela. Aqala amxolisele, ngimxolisela kakhulukazi entsheni, ngimxolisela kubizethameli zomcimbi wakhe nozakwabo akade benawo. Ngimxolisela kwiNingizimu Afrika, ngimxolisela esizweni samaZulu sisonkana ngoba ngoku information errong abanayo baye betshela ukuthi umthandi nomuntu ohlaza. Mina ngidunyiswe kanjalo ke akukekho mfowethu sinesikhathi mfowethu ungazi. Mina angibhoxi, angisona isiphoqi. Mina ngumfana owamancoko nje, ngingumfana ohlezi ehleka. Umuntu ohlezi ehleka kakhulu-ke nohlezi ejabule bafuthi niyazi nasemakini umuntu onjalo uphila kakhulu ukuze kweqe lapha kwata khona kube imnandi. Into abayenzayo-ke isikhathi esiningi noma laba bantu ababhizi nalento yokungcolisa igama lami baye benze into ethile ezongicasula ebese ngiyadlubulundela ngishona phezulu. Noma bengicasula emva kwestage, mangingena estage vele sengicasukile vele, uyabona. Manje mangifika estage ngicasukile, eyi bese begijima futhi bona kuqala bethi eyi niyambona lo muntu lona, lo muntu utshwala nani.
All right, closing it off, wrapping it up this week. There's a new show coming our way. Come on, Real Housewives fans, I know you're gonna love this one. There's Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. This is a spin-off show, and guess what? Our faves are coming back on the screens. Let me start with my fave, La Coco, is coming on screen. Our always changing cars, changing men singer, apparently Londi London, is also coming back on our screens. La Joy is coming back on our screens. Our fave from Real Housewives of Johannesburg, Christelle K, is also coming back on our screens. So I'm definitely looking forward to this one. Okay, I'll also have to mention the Real Housewives of Pretoria, Real Housewives of Gqeberha People, which I never really watched. Please tell me if you can, if you've actually watched Real Housewives of Pretoria or Real Housewives of Cape Town. But those artists, or I guess their most iconic cast members from there, are also making a comeback. Beverly Stain is one of them. Melanie Philune is also coming back. Liz Prince is also coming back. That's not really what I'm excited about, but I guess we're all excited for different reasons. Mine, La Joy, Christelle, La Coco, and Londi London making their way back on the screen. And of course, our fave, if she is, or my fave, let me just say that, Nonku Williams will be a part of that cast. So the cast consists of 8 of the most iconic housewives who will be featuring on the reality show, which was shot at a villa in Jamaica. This sounds like an exciting one. Nonku said she's getting ready to reintroduce herself because, of course, from season 1, obviously, she's the longest standing housewife on the show. And we've seen her evolve as a person from season 1. Obviously, she, quote unquote, was made out to seem as if she had a drinking issue and whatever. I know now she's on the other side and she's not necessarily drinking anymore. Shout out to JoJo for being friends. I think that friendship definitely brought more for Unongo. So yeah, that's that on that. I'm really looking forward to this show. That's been it for this edition of the Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chisalive. This Chisapod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Joy Mpande. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.